was crucified on the cross, made a curse for us. He died. He was the perfect sacrifice to appease God. And the only way we get that applied to our life, we get his shed blood applied to our life, is if we repent and are willing to lose our life in this life. Because he's coming back. He's going to establish his kingdom. He's coming back to establish another kingdom. He's going to wipe all this sin, all this unrighteousness off the earth, and he's going to establish his kingdom. So we have to live for his kingdom now, and the only way we do that is if we repent and come out of the world. We're separate from the world.
And the church system.
And the church system.
Yeah.
And when you're willing to do that, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. He'll give you his Holy Spirit. If he sees your heart changed and you want to live for him, he'll give you his Holy Spirit. And you'll have to, and you have to bear good fruit, holiness and obedience to the Word of God, and you have to endure in that till the end. It's a fight every day to enter into heaven. It's not an easy raise-your-hand gospel, deathbed confession. You do it right now. You don't know when you're going to die. And I care about you. I care about your soul. You have to repent and come out of the world.
Here's the real quick. The churches have made it so easy, believism, to fill up the buildings. They become a business. You in the pew are their customer, and whatever they can do to scratch your itchy ears that Paul said would come in the last days, they're not telling you what the biblical street preacher tells you, that if you live like the world, you're a friend of the world, James 4:4, and you become an enemy of God. So while the gift of God, salvation is a gift of God, a lot of Bibles add the word free. It's actually not free. Let me give you an example. You're probably a single guy, right?
No.
You're married?
No. Partnership.
Okay. Partnership. Okay. So you live with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you ever get married, it's a covenant. When you get married, isn't it like free to get married other than the marriage license? It's free.
Yeah.
Do you have to give up your old life? Meaning you can't run whoever you want now?
Yeah, it's more.
You see the cost?
Yeah.
So I should say it is a gift. You give your life, that person that I'm assuming we're talking about a woman.
No.
You're gay.
Yeah.
I kinda thought that. So can we address that real quick?
Yeah.
It's a sin like any other sin. Can I just say that? We love you the same whether you're a bank robber or drunk or gay.
But I didn't know if you were going to start yelling at me.
I'm not going to start yelling at you. No. We love you. You know what? There's a lot of sins that are just as bad and worse than that. And if someone will humbly admit what they are, God can cleanse you. And if you think you're born that way, you're not. That's something that has been put upon you by the culture, maybe something that happened to you. But there's forgiveness and there's cleansing that you can find in Christ. But that is not what God would have for you. He has something better for you. And I won't even focus on that. I'll just tell you that that is sin. You got to repent of it. Just like if you were getting drunk or stoned or anything. That's just sin. We don't come out and yell at gay people. Why would we do that? Okay, is that loving?
No.
No. But what's loving is to tell you the truth, young man. And that is any sin. And I want to give something to you, ready? So you'll hear a street preacher say, oh, homosexuality is abomination, right? And the Bible does say that. Did you know that?
It
does. It's true. You know what else is an abomination? Tell him, young brother, what's in Proverbs 6:17?
Proverbs 6:17, the first thing it says, six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him. The first one, a proud look.
That's an abomination. You know what that means? Whatever I do in my life to make myself look good, look cool, God goes, that's an abomination to me. You know what that word means? Disgusting. So a lying tongue, a proud look, him who works to make mischief, shedding of innocent blood like abortion. These are disgusting before God, along with, I have to tell you, homosexuality.
Yeah.
So we would tell you that Christ shed his blood for you, as my brother preached to you, and that you have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm all for you and not for what my flesh wants. So in your case, ready, you may long for something else, and you think that's normal. In our case, we would long for women, okay? Now, outside of marriage, it's not normal to lust for other women. I'm married, he's not. You don't do that. So we're both in sin. If I look at a woman and lust for her, I'm in sin like as if I was a homosexual. You get that?
Yeah.
It's sexual sin. So you gotta come to the kingdom of God and say, that sin is going to damn me. Christ died to pay for it, and the only way it's paid for, ready? Here's all my sin. Give it to him at his feet and say, Lord, cleanse me. If you hold on to some of it, whose account is that on?
Myself.
It's on yourself. That all makes sense?
It does.
Yeah. And so our website is there, don'tperish.com.
That's why I was, because I didn't see.
Oh, yeah. Don'tperish.com.
Oh, there.
Yep. Yeah. And our email's on there, if I can encourage you. What's your first name?
Gunner.
Yeah. You'll have to give him your gospel card because I don't have the email.
Yeah. The email's on there. Yeah. We have the same gospel, but he just has a little bit different card.
Okay.
And so the email's on there. If we could ever help you, how old are you?
24.
He's
26.
Yeah. So he understands the young man's mind. I can remember being that young. I remember what it's like. But yeah. we don't come into the world. By the way, do you go to church or anything?
I don't, and I've thought about it, but then not to be offensive, but I just feel like they just kind of take money.
Don't be offensive. That's exactly true. Okay. We would tell you to stay out of the churches. They're corrupt. First of all, most of them will judge you harshly if you tell them you're gay. Yeah. They'll judge you harshly while they're drinking, smoking, looking, lusting, doing pride and vanity. They'll judge you for your sin and go, we don't want his type around here. God hates that partiality. They should judge all sin. And they shouldn't judge you. What they should do is come to you and say, young man, we love you. Here's the gospel. Will you come out of that? Will you repent? Whether you were a drug addict. If you were addicted to drugs that was going to destroy your life and your soul, I'd want to help you with that, just like I'd like to help you with homosexuality or cussing or lusting, him lusting at women. I'm going to help everybody, myself, with our sin. So I would tell you this. Stay out of the churches. They're all a business. They're corrupt.
Because I was even looking at that one. It's like
Roman Catholic.
The money of that church go to.
You know what you need to do? You got an iPhone and a Bible, right? Go and get like a good Bible app on your phone. There's one called Takarta.
Could you spell
that? Yeah, email. You email us sometime, and I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link. It's free. Was it free or $1.99?
I think it was free. You can find it for free.
Yeah, you can find it for free. I think if you want no ads, I think they charge $1.99. But anyway, it's the Bible on your phone. You can read it. You can look up the Greek and the Hebrew words. And what it will do is it'll encourage you. And here's where I encourage you. Start in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Don't start in Genesis. Because the Bible is confusing until you understand. For people in this culture, it's confusing until you understand what Jesus did. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Especially Matthew would be a good one to start. And see what Jesus did for you. Fully God came down and he shed his blood and he says, I won't judge you if you'll repent of your ways. Come out of that. I'll cleanse you. I'll make you new. Whatever you've done, whatever was done to you, can all be washed away. He gives you a new heart. I used to be a worldly, fighting, fornicating drunk. I'm no better than you. I'm no better than you, but I'm different today. And we want that difference for you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So stay out of the churches, get in the word of God. Brother, anything else? I mean, I felt I had to say that. Anything else you want to say? I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to give you a hug. Can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
I love you. I'll let him finish. Email us. We'd love to hear from you. We'll Bible study with you.
Thank you.
Wow. That is awesome right there. So Brother Akuo was witnessing to a young man, and it went on and gave him the gospel. I walked up, and I just sensed I should press in, and I heard him say, well, I have a partner. And I was like, okay. And it turned out he's homosexual, and he said, I thought you were going to start yelling at me. Wow, how wicked to think some street preachers would do that. And we got to encourage him and edify him and tell him that you can come out, you can be made new, you can be cleansed, your sin's no worse than anyone else's. And he was like really impressed and relaxed. And he asked for he said his email on there, and he's looking at it. So, wow, what a glorious thing we get to do out here. No, it's not all confrontation and yelling and screaming at people. Not at all. Love you, sir. Hope to hear from you. He just walked by. What an awesome thing we get to do. And there is times when it's contention. There is times when there's rebuke needed. But most of the time, you don't hear about a lot of these where people are touched by the truth of God and we get to just share and pour in what Christ did and beckon them to come, leave their sin, and follow Christ in spirit and truth. Thank you, Father. What a perfect opportunity. That young man's life has changed forever. Whether he repents or whether he doesn't, he can't undo the truth of God. Amen? Thank you, Father.